make sure if you're driving, you slow it down a bit. We do have a light snow falling throughout the mid-Michigan area. It's a bit slippery, especially coming off highways onto those on-ramps. Very, very slippery. So please drive with great care. Give yourself some extra time. We're expecting a high temp about 32 today. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Today, we're going to talk about something that's very important to many of our listeners who are business owners and managers or leaders who have to hire people. They have to make good judgments about who may be a good fit for their business, their operation, their office. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tony. And you're right, it is very slippery out this morning.
And it's a very hard thing to do, to try and judge someone and to see if they're a good fit for different circumstances. It's one thing to check their credentials and to check with past employers, but it's almost like it'd be nice if we could take the time to bring them in, let them work for a couple weeks to see if they fit. How can we be better at choosing the people who we pick to work with and associate with if we want to really look at it?
I really believe it's very important to know who people run with. Who are they with? You know, I always like to quote, "One who walks with wise men grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." I don't think there's any question. If you want to hire somebody and you hire somebody whose friends are hardworking, are successful, are respectful, are committed to advancing and being team players in their life, then the odds of you hiring a good team player and good worker for you are very, very high. But if you're with someone who's with a group that doesn't really do much, doesn't try very hard, then the odds are really, really against you. So to me, it's an old, you know, proverb, an old biblical statement, call it what you will. But the thing is the same. You know, you shall know them by their fruits. You know, you'll recognize them. And I sometimes think people overthink all the scientific world we're in, all the testing, all the things people do. And I'll tell you, if you just know who a person's with and what the person's achieved and what they want to do, then you are going to be in good shape when it comes to hiring somebody.
How else can we be better judges of people with a short amount of time to make that choice?
Well, I always believe it's important to talk to a person, Tony. And successful managers, successful people in life, successful parents, call it what you will, they've developed a sense. You can't necessarily even train a person to do it, but they have the ability to see through things in a way. They can observe someone, they can talk to someone, and they can really get the feel for the person. And this is why when you're hiring someone, if you can't do it, you want to have somebody who can really analyze people. This is in addition to even knowing who a person's with, what their academic records are, what their work record is. You just try to get a feel for the person, where they might be going, calling it a sixth sense, because I've just seen a lot of people that aren't good at this, and then they'll come and see me. They'll be talking about employees. They'll be talking about people they've hired that they were convinced going to be good workers, and they just really haven't panned out. They have some negative traits. They have some control issues. They have some gossipy, you know, issues. So that's really just good interviewing, good talking to the person, getting to know the person. And if you can't do it, then you'd better certainly find somebody either on your team or bring somebody in who has that unique skill set to really read through the person in a way and really just see what the person can do. And you, by the way, as a manager, you have to know how your system works. You have to know what you need, and you have to really fit things in very, very carefully and effectively. And that's why a lot of businesses fail. People don't get the right pieces in there, and they're not able to lead that group.
Interesting, Dr. Braccio. Are there other ways that we can increase those skills on reading people? And maybe not so much reading people, but taking off our own blinders. Because if you talk to someone and they have something that's in common with you, like sports, you may disassociate yourself from other important information.
Well, Well, that's really true, Tony, because, you know, a good share of my friends are MSU people, you know, because we do the same things, go to the same places. So I do feel that it is important when you're hiring someone, you have to be somewhat dispassionate. I'm meaning, if someone has the same interests you have and like to do the same things you do, that's really terrific. However, if you're hiring an accountant, or, you know, if you're hiring a salesperson, or whoever you might be hiring, you really have to hire the person with the best skill set and the best ability to work within your system. So there is always this danger of hiring somebody just because you may like them or have some traits in common. And by the way, that's really critical in a system, to have people that get like each other, can work together, that can really share things together. On the other hand, you'd better have somebody who is highly skilled at the particular task that you need to be accomplished. Because, you know, you may have a good Spartan, a good person that agrees with you, the same spirituality, call it what you will, but they might not be a team player. They might not really be up to snuff technologically. They might not be even ready to pick up the new skill sets that one needs in the world we're in. And they could just be one of these rude people that is always just looking at their phone and everything. And you've got to be there saying, look, you know, we're in a meeting. We don't want people doing these things. I know they seem small, but you will find if you keep going after the same person for small things, it will interfere not only with your relationship, but it'll also start impacting on other people around you. I find often it's the small things. I'm using that example that you had on your show earlier about technological activities in offices. So it's really important as a manager to pick the right person, pick the right system, have the right environment ready to go, and unleash the people that you're with for the same goals and the opportunities and things that you want. And if you're looking for the job, you want to make sure that you can fit into that system and that the people you're going to be working for and with, look at their friends, look at their associates, look what they do, look at their record with employees, and then everybody is working in the same direction to make good decisions.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much, sir.
Have a good day, my friend. Bye-bye.